USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know. Just got blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A flu death to report. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
The senator has been made aware. Any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter. Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Well, just when you think Congress is dysfunctional, listen to this report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes about the British House of Commons.
A report says Britain's House of Commons is a sometimes dysfunctional workplace in which bullying and sexual harassment have long been tolerated and concealed. That's according to an independent inquiry released on Monday. In the highly critical report, former High Court Judge Laura Cox says a culture of deference, subservience, acquiescence, and silence has helped inappropriate behavior thrive within the seat of British democracy. Parliament commissioned the inquiry in March after allegations of inappropriate behavior were made against several lawmakers and Commons staff members. Cox says Commons staff spoke of being subjected to bullying, sexual and racial harassment, and lots of inappropriate touching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.